This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Okay, happy Friday. The Sabres did a thing. We'll talk about its meaning and significance here. Jarmo Kekalainen. He's from Finland. And now that he's a Sabre, it shouldn't be long before we're told to pronounce his name differently. Isn't that what usually happens with Finnish Sabres people? We go for a while and then Paul shows up and says, actually, we're saying it wrong.
Talinder is Swedish.
Let's just make it Scandinavia then.
Yeah,
Let's just make it all of Scandinavia.
Let's generalize like that.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, and, you know, it's hilarious, right? But also that the greatest two Sabres ever, there's only like two names on the top tier, both have had their names pronounced differently. It's not unanimous on Perreault. You were going to say Perreault.
Perreault, yeah. Yes.
See?
Yes.
In this room, we have two people who kind of know their sports and would have said Perreault differently and have been saying it differently forever?
I guess so. I never noticed that we say it different. You often refer to him as Gilbert if he comes up.
Okay.
I feel like. And I don't ever use that. I don't ever use his first name that way. So you probably have noticed that I say Perreault, not the same way you do, but you often say Gilbert, so I've never noticed you saying it differently.
Well, I think of Ted Darling. Wouldn't he have known?
I mean,
did Darling say it different than Jenneret? Can you hear Jenneret saying Gilbert Perreault? I think I can. I think it's how it sounds. Darling would be Gilbert Perreault.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't know.
Yeah. I feel comfortable that he did.
Me too. I've gone with it. I've just deferred to him.
And
on
if you're
going to
be wrong, and you're going to be wrong, you know, saying it the way that Ted Darling said it, that's an acceptable way to be wrong.
That's my excuse.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought of him today for another reason. So I had to take my dog.
Ted Darling or Gilbert Perreault?
Gilbert Perreault.
Perreault.
I had to take my dog in today.
Botterill.
To the. That's good. That's better. I had to take Margo in because she's got a little bit of a bump and wanted to get it looked at. And so how do you make that call? So I've got the GI Animal Hospital as written as that in my contacts. And I don't know the number. It's not that often. So I go to my phone app and then search GI. And the second name down is Perro. And I thought today, I almost called him by accident to see if I can get Margot in to get her little bump checked.
What a humble brag this just turned into. You've got Gilbert Perrault's phone number in your phone.
I do.
That's pretty solid.
I don't know. It's got to have been 10 years, maybe. Yeah, I don't know if it's different now. But
that's nice.
I've never called him. I don't know why I have it. It would go back to that one time that we had him on. Like, the only time I've ever spoken to him, I think, was that one time at the arena. Mike Gilbert set it up. Who, by the way, if I kept going on the GI, I could have gotten Mike Gilbert.
You would have gotten
the GI. It'd be better to call Gilbert than Perro.
Yeah, that's a better mistake.
About this. Is that, am I saying it right? It's Gilbert? It's not Gilbert? Mike Gilbert? So, yes, I have had this thought every time I think I call the vet. Is I'm almost calling Perro by accident. If I'm not careful here,
yeah,
I will call him to see about an appointment for my pug.
That would be weird, especially if he started asking you questions. Well, what exactly is wrong with your dog?
That would be great. What seems to be the trouble?
What is your problem, Mr. Shope? All right, and then we've got what, Hashik and Hasek?
I was thinking Hashik, but
okay.
I don't have a firm stance on that one. It's close enough to the same.
I say Hashik.
Me too.
Always have.
Close enough to the same.
Yeah.
So Kekalainen, that's again the point. The bit here is that he'll change his... let's talk about it, right? Because it's a thing and...
It's a very impressive thing.
Okay.
I'm impressed. You know, I don't know if it'll work. He is a person that I thought of during this. I don't think his name ever came up in here when we were talking about it. But
no,
if it had, I would have said there's no way he's taking that job.
Really?
Yeah, I just would not have thought he would come into that role. I just thought he might have feel like I don't want to report to Kevin Adams. I thought that would be a problem for anybody who's had that job. GM, he was the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets for 11 years or 10 plus years, and he was fired during year 11, if I have the timeline correct there. And I just didn't think they'd pull. I was bracing for them to either one of two things: not hire anyone and have Eric Staal end up being the guy they pull into the boat to help the front office this offseason, or it end up being someone who was an assistant GM somewhere that was ready to maybe older still, but not someone who could outrank Kevin Adams walking in the door. I just didn't think that they would pull that guy in. And so I'm impressed that they were able to do that. I hope it works. I hope he speaks his mind. And I hope that he has a positive impact on the organization. But at face value, it's not a name I thought they'd be capable of pulling in.
Well, maybe you have a more informed opinion of him than I do. I only think of Kekalainen for when he took the job there. And it seemed like kind of a progressive idea. Mm-hmm. He was the first European-born GM in the league. And it sounded like he cared about his data. And so I liked it from that standpoint, but what did they accomplish? You know, I mean, Columbus has, I believe, one playoff series win ever. They've made the playoffs six times in 24 years. He's not there for all of it. He's there for almost half of it. Like, I don't know. I would not have said the same. I was told that the Sabres were serious about hiring someone for that role and that it would be, you know, they were hoping, maybe expecting it would be a name you knew. And if you knew that, I don't know if you would say the same about like being surprised that this guy would take the job. I also think I want to be careful not to just make too many assumptions about what the report to Adams part is, you know. It might end up being more of a collaboration than that reads. And also, not to be like this, but if you're Kekalainen or someone else, you know, considering this opportunity, you might think that, you know, Adams is about out of time.
Yeah.
You know, you could think that, or you could think there's no such thing as his being out of time, which is what going 5 years but and getting nowhere kind of makes you think.
I do like that. I mean, I don't know how... It's part of the reason I didn't think that they would pull that person in, because it looks too much like an obvious replacement in waiting. And not to say that that Kekalainen would be uncomfortable with that. I just wasn't sure. I knew the Sabres were talking like they were after that sort of person. I just didn't think they'd be able to pull it off. What I'm giving you here is that, you know, my opinion of their ability to recruit anyone, management, players, is at an all-time low, and this flies in the face of that. So I want to give them credit for pulling it off. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I think he was the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets, which can cut two ways, I think, anyway. I mean, what have they ever done? Sort of kind of like you just didn't exactly say that, but, you know, close.
I would say that.
Okay. While he was there, he pulled in maybe the last time there was a free agent on the market with the status that Mitch Marner has. This is not about to be a point that I think this increases the chances of the Sabres signing Mitch Marner, okay? But who would have thought, when Johnny Gaudreau agreed to go to Columbus, that blew everybody's minds.
Yeah.
He's the best free agent in years. In the prime of his career, he wants out of Calgary. He's from, North Jersey, Philly area, whatever, Columbus? I don't know. Maybe there were reasons for that that I still don't know about. But that he was the GM that pulled that off, it impresses me. That okay. He was able to recruit a free agent of that stature to come to that market.
It's also possible, I mean, it's such a tragic thing, but if Gaudreau is on that team this year, they were close to the playoffs.
Yeah.
This year. I mean, Kekalainen is now out.
And the years that they had, there's a 109-point season in there before Gaudreau gets there. They had some good seasons, very good seasons there, not just like squeezing in. So, sure, if they had success in the playoffs, are they some sort of stalwart franchise? Of course not. They're the Columbus Blue Jackets. There's sort of an afterthought in my mind. It's not a team that I ever think about. But again, circling back, that he was a part of getting Johnny Gaudreau there.
That sounds good.
I think that can give you some hope that he can help the Sabres with credibility in that department.
I think that's probably right.
So that's really that's the best I could have hoped to do with this hire. Whatever the name of the guy was going to be, whatever jobs he's had, whatever cups they haven't won, or whatever, playoff success, if you give me a guy that should be, I think, rightly perceived as upping their credibility, then that's a win. That's it. It's not very complicated for me. And it's not, I admit, a very high bar. Basically, I need somebody who has experience and has accomplished something in the league as a manager, and this guy qualifies.
Yep. Don't disagree. I won't bog us down with who's had a better last 25 years, the Sabres or the Blue Jackets, because maybe it's the Sabres. But yeah, I mean, I think all that's right. Credibility was the point. I mean, what happens is any of these kind of hires around the league, you're going to, it can be right too, but you're going to attribute the losing or the winning to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, this person's experience, right? The guys who get this job are always experienced hockey men, right? I mean, Lamoriello and Holland and these people. Who was the guy that was with Boston that went to Edmonton or something? Everybody made fun of it, but he's been around forever.
Yeah. I can see his face and I can't think of his name.
It's just like,
I'm sorry.
Maybe it makes a difference. Maybe it doesn't. But the Sabres, I think, too, had sunk to a point where, fine, give me the director of hockey operations. Give me the president of hockey operations. Fine. You know, it won't be Russ Brandon this time. It won't be Kim Pegula this time. It'll be somebody that's served, you know, that, like, you can buy it. And you don't really care as much whether you and I or, you know, any fan buys it as you do people in hockey.
Right.
And that has a trickle-down effect. I mean, that's not just free agents, but it can be assistant coaches, it can be scouts, it can be a lot of people. You know, you want to restore credibility, and this, I think, was an easy way to do it.
It can be your own players currently.
That's right. That's right. This would be, it seems, an easy way. All this is it costs money. And you have to, well, if you're the owner, tell the other people in the organization, this is what we're doing. You know, they can take it or leave it, but we are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for this reason, I would think. So you want to probably assume that the working relationships will not get in the way of any potential progress and that it does have an overall positive effect. It's just money. You know, there's no cap for a job like this.
Right.
There's no draft picks you have to trade for a job like this. You just hire somebody for that purpose. And I would say, too, that it's good that the Sabres did it. I just never – it only is recent – if you probably know what I'm about to say. It only is recent that I thought – I threw my hands up with this idea. You know, go ahead. Go ahead. If director of hockey operations is what you think you need, go ahead. I don't think it has to be a bad thing. But for a long time, I pushed against it because why would you even really need this? This is how Paul talks. This is one area where Paul and I kind of are like minded.
If you need this guy, then you have the wrong GM.
Right. Why do you need both? And that can still be said.
Yeah. Well, I think I still do have the wrong GM. And a part of this for me, like I'm not, by saying this, I'm not rooting. Kevin Adams has not made a mess of every single thing he's touched. Last offseason, there were a couple of small wins, I think. Malenstein served a role. Ryan McLeod was a good deal, even though he gave up Matt Savoy. Like, McLeod was better than advertised.
Zucker
was a win. We'll see about the two-year contract extension, but still. But all that said, where you are now is you've got a guy here who is going to be familiar with your organization, and if it does continue in the direction it's been going for the past 14 years, I've already attracted a credible candidate to take over, the likes of which I would have expected to have trouble attracting, you know, next summer if this all runs its course and it's 15 years and Terry Pegula just can't take it anymore and the sign is out front for a new GM. I just like I'm saying about the Kekalainen hire for this job, I think you have a hard time attracting a genuine, experienced, bona fide candidate. As I say, that has to be the only way you go, but the hiring first-time guys has not worked yet here. So they already have in-house a better idea than I thought they could have a year from now or two or whatever the timeline ends up being. Hopefully it's never, and this just straightens out and they make some good moves and it's, you know, up from here. But if not, I think they got a nice safety net in place now.
That degree of pessimism, it's not like it doesn't make sense, but it really should never have been that bad where somebody, I mean, hockey just churns its own guys over and over. And it's 32 teams, not 100. So this gentleman, you know, out in Columbus, what's he going to do? Like, are they all going to say no to the Sabres if the Sabres walk in with a president of hockey operations offer that would, you would assume, be commensurate with maybe not in the biggest markets, but other people in the league that have that position? You know, probably. Is it that bad that somebody like some candidate like this would just, oh my God, of course not. I can't go to the Sabres for a few million dollars a year or whatever. I mean, it never really should have been like that. And I just kind of, maybe why I'm less surprised or impressed even than you is like, it really should, this should have been possible. It just became, I think, the plan eventually. And I don't know, there are enough of these guys where you would think you could get one of them. It's just a question of, the credibility point, it always comes back to that. I mean, the Sabres have hired, well, a lot of people in the last decade, you know, that haven't had very much success. It's just too many of them were really not this. They were not even this. I don't even think this is massive. I think too many of these guys were just like, maybe cheaper. This, anything can work, mm-hmm. right? Ralph Krueger, Botterill, assistants, you know, apprentices along the way that were well recommended and like, all right, here, this won't be, maybe there's a resignation. There's been that from Adams, as we know, through his words, a tone of resignation in what the Sabres can't accomplish in terms of people that they bring to the organization. So for whatever combination of reasons, that's how it's been. It just, again, got to a point that this point's been said here, I think, maybe by both of us already. It's just, it's a little bit of a breath of fresh air to think that Terry Pegula chose that this was necessary or that chose to do this. Did he have enough people telling him that? Did he wake up to it? I don't know. But that this has been a thing where the Sabres have, by their actions, shown that they really didn't think they needed. And, you know, today's a different day.
Yeah. I don't know what just happened, but the way when you just said the owner's name, my Siri activated. This iPad I have, it's like a rainbow ring around it when that's activated. And you said Terry Pegula, and it went, and let me shut that off, make sure it doesn't start talking to us here. Anyway, yeah.
You're acting surprised. You don't know that your iPad does that. Like you didn't set it up to do that.
Yeah, not with that keyword. I don't.
This is the bit. This is your window into announcing that actually you can't believe, you don't understand it, even though that's how you programmed it.
Yeah. Well, I definitely would cop to Adams talking the way he talked, having, I guess, more of an effect on me than you. Because that's where I think we're both coming from here with this hire and our reactions to it. I just thought they were in really tough. And I had sort of given up that they could do a thing that not just impress us because, you know, the bar's low in Buffalo, but I think around the league, people are going to notice that they did this, and like, wow, okay. And like even their own players are gonna, hey, wow, do you see what we did a thing? That's pretty cool. I mean, I sure hope it helps. I just did not see it coming.
Wyshynski liked it.
Yeah, right. I saw that. Yeah.
Impressive move or whatever he said.
Yeah.
High praise.
Yeah.
For the move. Well, I wonder how the dynamics will play out, press conferences and such. I mean, Kekalainen, I think, was kind of public. I feel like he was with Columbus. It's still Columbus. It's not like they were hardly ever in like the national spotlight.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he's answering to Adams or whatever it is, like, does he attend the Adams stuff? Does he do media? Does he, or is he in the background? The, you know, what was Brendan Shanahan in this role in Toronto? He was the voice of it.
He was above. He was between ownership and the GM.
Yeah, right. That was different.
That's a president. That's not an advisor reporting to the GM.
Am I wrong in saying president here with Pekalainen?
Yes. Okay. Senior advisor is the role. So I'm not expecting him. I think they'll have a news conference, I would hope, to introduce him.
Yeah.
But I'm not expecting him to. A senior advisor to me is, do you remember when Craig Patrick was here? Right. Now, I mean, that seemed like he was almost invisible, I feel like. I mean, we got to sit with him once, or maybe more than once.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like senior advisor is like, that is not a guy sitting on a dais having news conferences, at least not regularly, because I think that might look weird.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That will be interesting to watch because, you know, I think we're going to want to hear his voice. Because that'll help us to think that his voice is being heard, that it matters.
Mm-hmm.
But if Adam sees this as somebody who's basically there to serve him, or that's how the organization wants to portray it, then we may not get very much of Kekalainen. We'll see. It's a thing. Coming up today, starting after this upcoming break, Sam Panayotovic, Bet Sweats. Lots to talk about with Sam, NBA, NHL, NFL. Connor Rogers joins us today, and then later on, Paul Hamilton on the Sabres hire. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.